I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Crop insurance deadlines are coming up for spring planted crops. The dates are February 28th and March 15th. Rob Johansson is the Acting Deputy Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, and he says now is a great time to talk with crop insurance agents to get details on some of the changes coming for this year.
The House and the Senate agreed to remove that $20 billion cap on insurance for livestock, and that will offer livestock producers and producers of livestock products more options going forward with the crop insurance program. We did offer increased flexibility to producers by removing the June 1 certification deadline from the conservation compliance provisions. We also allow policyholders to choose different unit structures by practice, by either irrigated or non-irrigated.
Johansson says producers know agriculture is an inherently risky business, and he says more than $1 billion in liability is covered under federal crop insurance programs.
So again, we would point out to producers that they should be looking at their crop insurance plans and their risk management strategies and visiting with their crop insurance agents as soon as possible to understand their options.
He says crop insurance helps maintain a healthy rural economy by mitigating some of the risks associated with farming and ranching production, especially as hurricanes, wildfires, and droughts are becoming more regular events across the U.S.
This is Maura Bennett for the Ag Information Network of the West. For more ag news and comments, please visit aginfo.net.